You know our next guest from her work in television series like L.A. Law, Sisters, Gossip Girl, and The Good Doctor, films like One Fine Day, Singles, one of my favorite movies. She's also the subject of a wonderful new documentary entitled Strip Down, Rise Up. We are so happy to be joined by Sheila Kelly. Sheila, thank you for being with us today.
Hi, how are you?
Wonderful, thank you. And how are you feeling? Are you, both you and your husband, Richard Schiff, tested positive and dealt with COVID-19? Or have you put that behind you largely?
Well, you know, every time, it's so funny. This is a strange ailment. We both had it. He was in the hospital for 6 days. I struggled at home for, 3 weeks. And then you just get little waves of it. And that was 2 months ago. So it's a pretty fierce little demon. Mm-hmm. But we're both, 90-95% better. So well, thank you for asking.
So glad to hear that. Well, the trailer for this film was so powerful and so moving, but I want to get the backstory on it. This began with a film you did back about 20 years ago, Dancing at the Blue Iguana, where you you had to play a stripper. And I wonder, was the challenge as an actor the skills involved, the dance, the strip skills involved in that, or was it to be able to get inside the head and become that character?
When you say I was also a producer on that film, and I wrote the first script. And it's important for me to tell you that because I had been fascinated with professional dancers a long time. I was fascinated by their beauty and their power and the fact that we as a society had locked them away and that movement away in strip clubs and gentlemen's clubs. And when I went in, I was rehearsing for another film and I went to a strip club and I fell in love with the movement. And I just was like, I need to learn how to do that because I had never moved my body like liquid like that. And I had been a dancer my whole life. I was a dance major at NYU and studied somatics and body movement anatomy. And so it was a labor of love to get that film made. And once we got the cast and the fine director, Michael Radford and Daryl Hannah, and once we got the cast and we actually got to go into the clubs to learn how to do the film and how to do the dancing, because I have a dancer my whole life and a movement person, when I was able to release areas in my body that had been locked or had been forbidden, it was just incredible the kind of energy that came through my body and out of my body, and the kind of character that I developed came from learning the movement. It was all tied together. Stormy was the character I played, and she was a little dark horse and quiet and surly, and husband inspired me a little bit. I don't know. If you know anything about his characters and his personality, he can be a little surly.
How did that experience then lead to S Factor and what's become really a phenomenon?
Well, thank you for asking. When I danced and when I learned the movement, it was an improvisational film. So the cast, we got together, we rehearsed, we found our characters, and then we went into the clubs in the LA area to learn the movement and to find mentors and to find our characters. And so when I found a couple of wonderful women who were professional dancers, became my mentors, they would teach me movement that I was so afraid to do. A movement that I had never been allowed to do. Oh my God, that's too provocative, or that's too sexual, or that's too erotic. I had the excuse that I was doing a movie, because I was raised as a, good little Catholic girl. But when I did that movement and I freed myself from all the shame and I freed myself from all the ideas of it being bad, all of a sudden I felt like a new human being. I felt like a new woman. I discovered a side of myself, Rich, that I had no idea was there. She was like this sleeping giant, and that was my erotic body, my erotic creature, and that is Stormy. And when I finished the film, I was pregnant. had my second baby. We don't have to get into why, but had my second kid 9 months after the film wrapped. We figured out. And it was so, I got, you know, I was feeding, I was breastfeeding. I had gained 55 pounds and she weighed six. I was feeling really out of sorts with my body, and I really missed how enlivened, how sexy, how empowered I had felt. So I put a poll in Richard's office in the house we were living in, and he was like, I'm trying to watch the Yankees. And it was so cute because I was like, 2 weeks into me working out on the pole, he was not watching the Yankees anymore. It was so cute. So I would just start I just started doing the movement, and I started putting together a movement technique, a movement practice that was indigenous to the feminine body, that allowed each woman's feminine body to move to the fullest degree she was capable of, no matter her size, her age, her anything. It's any woman on the planet, anyone who identifies as being a woman, can learn to free their body in the way that it was intended to move, in a feminine way. And so it just took off. Women were coming to me asking for me to teach them. I said, get and shields, come to my house, knock on the front door three times, and then go around back. Code knock. It was kind of like Fight Club for women. It was a very cool thing. And then I got evicted. The fire department came and they said, "We hear you're doing illegal striptease classes." And I was like, no. But they said I couldn't teach at my house anymore. So I got a studio. I found that I trained teachers, and it grew into this beautiful movement. Oprah had me on her show several times, and it took off like wildfire. And so S Factor has just been chugging along as this beautiful company. And it's coming into a growth spurt right now with the film, and we were shooting for 3 years, and it's just such an incredibly gratifying moment to see all the hard work, the transformations that women can go through, and reclaiming all of themselves it's stunning. It's powerful. You're right. It's a powerful movie.
We're talking with Sheila Kelly here on Downtown. This is about taking control. And one of the messages you've given to women through this program is that you don't own your own body. What does that mean?
It means that when we come out of our mama's bellies, we're perfect. And our bodies are perfect the way they move. And if you ever watch a little girl move, a little girl is so free in her body, and she shakes her toes and she runs around squealing and happy and delighted, and she knows how her body is supposed to move. But because of our dysfunctional relationship with the feminine body and our dysfunctional relationship with sexuality, we have told all the girls and all the women, don't do that. Don't do that. That's not good. That's not good. And so girls get judged very harshly. Women get judged very harshly from the tips of their toes all the way up to the end of their hair. I mean, we are scrutinized by the media. We're scrutinized by our colleagues, our friends. And so women's bodies just start to curl in on themselves, and they start to censor themselves, and they start to offend themselves in so many different ways. And there's so many layers of this. You know, given that we live in a very masculine culture, it is a culture built around the masculine body. You know, work out this way, move this way, move linearly. Let's do running. Let's do Pilates. Let's do this up and down movement. And so when you really say, I'm going to dive into this world I don't know of circular, round, undulating, sensual movement, a lot of women are like, they're terrified, and they come to class and it's like, I can't do this. I can't dance. And it's not about that. It's about feeling your body's pleasure and her natural curves, feeling your hips, feeling your waist, feeling your arms, feeling your chest, feeling, and allowing your body to really, really fully express herself in the most sensual and, yes, it can be erotic way.
I'm a high school teacher, and so I see, you know, I see young women all the time. I work with freshmen, and they're being judged constantly, but also, and I know it happens with young women, I think it happens for all women, that there also is a level of women judging themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. I was just that's when I said when we're so judged outside by the world, we take that, we internalize that at some point. We are, we love to please. And so if we're displeasing the world, if we're displeasing that person and this person and that person, and we're constantly being judged and offended and shamed, we will start to internalize that and do the same thing to ourselves. I see it constantly. I see it with my daughter and her friends. And it's a radical revolution for the feminine to take their body back and to take it back through movement and to take it back through ownership, through sensuality, take all of the genius of the feminine back so that we can fully express ourselves and truly rise to an equal stature as the masculine. Because right now, many of us mini man up to make it in this masculine world. We mini man up, or we shush and we hush the most feminine attributes we have, when in fact, I believe the feminine attributes are as important, as relevant, as valuable as the masculine attributes in life.
Sheila, you've said that you thought you had things going pretty well, that you had a good marriage, a successful career. But when you were able to go through this process and take ownership of your own body, it opened up a whole new world.
It does, because we are told at a very young age to not be in our bodies. When you finally walk into your body and you finally claim her as your own, and what's the first, I'm going to ask you, Rich, what's the first thing you think that society shuts down in a girl's body?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Maybe strength?
You think so? Because I know lots and lots of girls that do strength training. They do CrossFit. They do weights. They do Pilates. They get strong. Sexuality. Our sexuality. Mm. Our eroticism. Our sensuality gets shut down from the time we're tiny. And I saw it happen to my daughter. I saw it happen to me. I've seen it happen to girls all over the world. They're told, no, don't wear that. Don't move like that. Don't, right? So we've done something bad. We shut our bodies down. Mm. So the first thing, because I'm asking you to move into your curves and your sexuality, we're opening up a part of you that you've never had access to. You're opening up a part of you that you've never had access to. And I call that part of you your erotic creature. And your erotic creature is going to fill in the richness and the quality and the beauty of your life on so many levels. You just get so present in your body. You get so present in what it is to feel pleasure in movement and just feel pleasure in simple things like biting into an apple or smelling the roses in the garden outside. Just simple little things that we move past. When you focus your body into reclaiming sensuality and your senses, everything in your whole life gets turned on. When your body turns on, your whole life turns on.
How did Strip Down, Rise Up come to pass? How did that whole process begin?
About 3 years ago, I think it was 2017, actually, I got a phone call, and the voice on the other end was a woman with an accent from I don't know where, but it was a beautiful melodic voice, and she was talking to me. She had heard about me, and she said, it's taken me 6 months to get a hold of you, and I need you to just listen to what my idea is. And she had taken a pole class, and she wanted to make a movie, possibly, about, you know, healing through movement and empowering women through movement. And that is my jam. That is my passion. That is my, I've been doing it for 30 years. I've been teaching for 21 years. I love it so much. And I know what S Factor has done for women. I know what S Factor has done for me. I know what Pole has done. So she and I talked, and we decided to go ahead and do it. And we started filming in, I think, January 2018. Netflix, I think, picked it up. And we filmed for 2 years. And we started our class in, I think, March of 2018. And we went through till December or January of 2019. And then she edited for the last 2 years. And here we have it. We have a finished product. And I actually had the honor of seeing the whole thing. And oh, my God, get some tissues. It's profound. It is profound. It's beautiful. It's celebratory. It's, oh my God, Rich, the stories are so powerful. They're so beautiful. And I'm so grateful to Michelle, the director. She's a genius. And the women who came along to be the class, the documentary class, you couldn't have put together a more powerful group of women. Their stories are so beautiful. Their spirits are so strong. Their transformations are breathtaking. Yeah.
And as women find themselves and this new gift, this new sensuality, this new power, what does that do for the other people in their life?
That's a great question. That's a great question. Well, what it did for my life is it made everything better, everything across the board. As I had, it's so hard to describe what really happens in your body when you actually live fully in your body. But you just, as your life, as your body expands and your life expands, you know, as you move emotion through your body, and you move sexuality through your body, and you send it out into the world. I mean, the feminine is the life force on the planet. She ripples out her life force energy, and everyone around her is either going to feel whatever she's feeling. They're either going to feel depleted and burnout, where a lot of women get, or they're going to feel abundant and full and delicious and beautiful. And that is what it did for my life. You know, I became a better mother. My relationship to my kids got better. My love relationship with Richard just got off the chart phenomenal. My career expanded. Everything expanded and grew. And it's hard to explain that phenomenon, but that's the best I can say. How your physiology is how your life is.
Do you still have the pole in Richard's office?
What? That's so funny. We moved. We moved out of that house, but we are up in Vancouver. We're both shooting The Good Doctor, and I'm also doing another TV show up here called Turner and Hooch for Disney Plus. So I just ordered a pole, and X-Pole, they just gifted me a pole, and it came in the mail yesterday, and I have to figure out how to put it up in COVID time. I'm going to need help. I'm going to need a handy person.
Well, I cannot... I can't wait to see the film. It comes to Netflix on February 6th, and the trailer's out there now. Watch it, and if you can watch it and not be moved, just within that 2+ minutes, meeting these women and the stories they have, I can't wait to see the film itself. Strip down, rise up. Sheila Kelly, I have enjoyed your work for so long, and this is so impressive, the things you're doing to help women through the S Factor and through this film.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And thanks for spreading the word. And it's the 5th. I think it's released on the 5th.
Okay. We'll make sure to get that out there. Thank you so much, Sheila. Be well. Stay safe.
Thanks, Rich. Okay.
Sheila Kelly here on Downtown.